At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Aaron Davis. We are old school, hey, but we got my man in here. Man. Hey, you know what? I will tell you what. Every time I see you, dude, it just brightens my day.
Well, yeah. We love Jay Foreman and AD's here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. I'm going to tell you this, man. You know, I know that, you know, I don't think we'll get in trouble because we're on live radio. Do we got to put you in the middle so we get the Oreo?
Hey, you know, it's 2024. We got to break you in, right,
hey,
brother?
Hey, Whitty.
Look like a double stuff.
Double stuff?
Hey, man, hey, Dan, we can welcome you to the club, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you would have him eating soul food and collard greens after a while, you know what I'm saying?
Dan, when he's like, I like collard greens, I like chitterlings, and a little pig back.
Yeah, that's right. Right, Dan, we know you season your meat.
I went golfing with AD one time. It was really hot. Sun was out. He turned maroon.
Hey, Dan, I wanted to ask, before we get into any Husker talk, more importantly, man, the most important question, how's the golf game?
Golf game's getting better.
Yeah.
Except today I went to Firethorn. That thing's haunted. That place is haunted.
That place is not a relaxing round.
I mean,
of golf,
I've been anywhere between 78 and 82 every time I go. I won my first tournament with Brandon Crick, the Greenville BMW.
Yep. Thanks, I remember
79.
This.
I shot a 79 on Friday. We took the crown. I got a trophy. But I've been all over, but I think my last three scores were 77, and 81, and 80. Then I went to Firethorn today, shot a 95.
Yeah. That's Firethorn.
It's haunted.
It's Firethorn.
Yeah. It's haunted. Firethorn. They need to fire everybody out there.
Well, Dad, I always say at Firethorn, the people that they have cutting the rough is like one of our kids out there, and they forgot to put the mower down.
Let me tell you.
They forgot to put the blade down.
It's for sure, but I'll tell you, here's the thing about golf. I love it. I hate it. Golf reminds me of the DMV. You know, after about an hour, I want to punch everybody around. You know what I mean?
Well, have you played with Jake Sorensen yet? No.
You know I have not.
You'll be
wanting
to punch him in his
Whitty.
Face.
I heard that Jake has a simulator, and the other day he had to let four groups play through.
Dan, I wanted to
ask
you.
That's what I heard of.
Dan, he can play.
He's like a 1.3
handicap. Yeah.
You know, Jake, I'm the only guy in tournament golf. First of all, I play a lot of those pro-ams. And I'm the only guy in tournament golf to ever make Golf Channel and Court TV on the same day. You believe that? That's right. That's why I wear golf gloves, not to help my swing, but to get rid of all the evidence. No prints.
I like that.
There'll be no fingerprints.
Right.
A lot of people have names for their driver. I've named my driver Exhibit A. That's why I named my driver. I'm telling you.
Dan, I know you travel a lot. Obviously, you know, Nebraska's gotten off to a decent start, actually a really good start based on what we've done in the past. What's the old – from the people that you know, obviously in the entertainment industry, but you have friends and former athletes from all walks of life. What's the vibe that you get about the Nebraska program as they sit 4-1?
Dude, everybody's fired up about it. Here's the thing. Everybody's fired up. We got a great coach. He's so good with people. Yeah. He's, you know, he was came in my golf tournament. He's so approachable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a regular guy.
Yeah.
I love the guy. I love this coach that we got. And what's his name again? I'm like, Kenny. I love Rule. Rule's awesome. I think we got a great AD. I think Troy is a fantastic AD. But the around everybody that I just know, comedians and going out on the road, they all say the same thing. Boy, it's good to see Nebraska on the road back. Yeah. Good to see him on the road back. Because everybody knows we're on the road back. Here's the thing about Nebraska. We have been, for the last 18 years, I guess, 20 years, just when you get your hopes up, it's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
And it's not the same team. They're growing. They're learning. It's way better than last year. But I think people came out and they read this and read this, and they think, you know, you win your first three games, you already got you. Well, what's Nebraska looking for the playoff? It's like, wait a second. We we got eight games left.
Right, absolutely.
You don't jump the gun. We're probably, you know, we're a good team, and we're getting better. We're going to get better and better every year. Just lighten up. Let them play the game. You know, everybody's all been, Rutgers, after what happened that first half in Indiana. You know, and it's not fans. Here's what I say. I don't think it's fans like our age, you know. I think it's the younger
ones. Yeah, they just want you to go from.
They're thirsty.
They want you to go from the cellar to the penthouse
overnight.
Yeah,
and it's not going to happen. Give the guy a chance. You know, the funny thing, I saw something about, well, after the first half of Indiana, I went on some of the boards, and it was like, well, what do you think? Is this the coach? I don't think this is the guy. We need to, you know who they got. And you already saw coach thread start.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
It's ridiculous.
You know, these are guys that are so fat, they just sit on the couch and bitch. They can't, you know, they got to pee in a Gatorade bottle because they can't get off the couch critiquing everybody else. You know what I mean? We got a good coach. We got a good program. Kids want to play here. Dylan Raiola's made friends with a lot of kids. I just saw a kid from Buford, Georgia, a five-star coming in
because
him and Raiola are friends. Let it, you know, let it percolate. Enjoy what you're seeing. Enjoy good football. Mm-hmm. You're still going to have some, you know,
ups and downs.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. People need to chill out.
You know, Dan, I think that the funny thing is, you know, we were blessed enough to be here in a historical time in the 90s. And I was blessed enough to be at three national championships. And then yourself. It's great to hear your story about how you started. And I think the great thing for where you're at right now, how you can really evaluate a football program or any business, because you've been there before.
Absolutely.
Do you go back when people are asking you, do you go back to say, listen, you know, Larry, we know you, I know you as Dan, we know you as Dan, but Larry the Cable Guy didn't just happen overnight.
No, that's
you know
a great
what I'm
question,
saying? Can
Jay.
You just dive into that a
that's
little
a great
bit
question.
On how – everybody looks at the end product, you know.
Right.
You know whether it's
the
Jay
process.
Foreman leaving college, Jason Peter, and Ndamukong Suh. They don't remember, you know, or never hear about
at the Funny Bone in Omaha.
At the Funny Bone, or like when I was thinking about quitting, talking to AD about like, man, I want to go home.
Yeah.
Talk about some of those times, because even though you're a superstar, it's no different than this program.
Forget Funny Bone, coconuts in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, so okay, with that, Whitney, I'm gonna ask you this. The times you bombed, no one knows about.
Yeah.
And as Jay Little Bro was talking about, tell us about the times you bombed.
Talk about the times you were thinking about, you know what, this isn't for me.
We're not talking about toys, all the movies you've been in. We're talking about the times where you went out there and you left out the back room like, what am I doing?
Well, AD, look, I've never bombed. I've always been. I mean, cut me a little credit here.
Maybe not up to par. We'll say that. Not up to par.
If I was a baseball player, I started in AAA. With this bomb BS. Talking about bombing.
Okay, Whitney. So we'll take our golf talk. We can't say it on the air because we have a different vernacular when we're golfing. So, Whitney, the times you left, you were like, maybe not.
No, listen. Many times.
Yeah.
When you first start out, you don't know what you're doing. You're not even doing your own thing. You're imitating other people's the way they did it, and so it takes you a while even to come into your own.
Right.
You know, Steve Martin had that book out, and he's right, and all comedians know this. It takes you a...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Good 10 years to even get comfortable on stage to where you're like, now you can just go up and try new stuff and it's old hat and you now you're doing your thing. Now this is what you do. You know, because you have comedians that you used to like, and now you start doing that style, you that style. Right. Takes about a good 10 years, and you come into your style. You just hit a point where you just wake up one day, and you're on stage, and you're you. You're doing your deal.
Right.
But, you know, many times I bombed, many times. I did a show one time for two people. They did the show, and I didn't want me to go on stage. I said, I just took the microphone, sat at the table, and told these people jokes all night long. It was two people. But there was times, I mean, I remember doing a show in Miami Beach, and there was a comedy night and a dance club in Miami Beach. And they had the comedians go on stage, and the stage was behind the bar, and everybody was out there. So people come up and get drinks, and they're all talking, and you had to go on stage.
And still do it.
I just walked off, keep the money. I mean, it's embarrassing. there were a lot of embarrassing times. But, then you get a pocket, then you get a good 7, 8, 10 minutes of stuff, and then you start learning how to write jokes, and you go up and you just – keep trudging. You keep working at it. Don't quit. You know, that's the thing. I liked it. You know, it's like, for instance, let me say that. Like, if you love it,
right?
It's like my kid. You guys love playing football.
Right.
Like, my kid's a bull. He's a bull rider, right? He's trying to ride bulls. But when he went down to see if he could do it, I called Cody Lambert down in Texas, and I said, look, my kid wants to bull ride. I don't want him to bull ride. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'll tell you what, bring him down here for 3 days. I'll find out if he wants to ride. And then he told me, he said, the kid's got some talent, but here's what he said. He said, he asked him if he loved it. He said, yes, I love it. Yeah. And he says, don't ever do it if you don't love
it. That's right.
And I loved it. So it did, no matter how many times I bombed and how many times it was embarrassing, the more times I did it, the less it got less and less embarrassing.
Right.
Because I was trying to work towards something. And so, man, it took a long time. I started in 1985, and I didn't start hitting until I started selling out comedy clubs around 1997, 1998.
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
So Jay... Woody, I'm going to ask you this, man. We'll bring it to the football aspect of it. John Holman, our kicker.
Yeah.
There's been some times he's had some troubles.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
You got to look at the snapper, protection, everything else.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal.
You got to keep kicking, just like you did. You keep kicking. You keep performing.
No, here's the deal on him. Okay, if he was a comedian, quit. I'm only kidding, John. Yeah, yeah. I'm only kidding. Yeah.
For the best part, he said it with a straight face. I was tuned in with it. I was like, here the best part. I was looking at him like, D, here the best. I was looking, he got some inside information.
No,
if you're John Holman right now, You've missed some.
Right.
And everybody in the state is going, oh, it's all on him. You've witnessed that before. How do you deal with that? If you're in his ear right now, how do you deal with
that? Here's the first thing. Get some thick skin. If you're going to do this and you're going to be a field goal kicker, just like if I'm a comedian, I'm going to put myself out there, get thick skin.
Hmm.
Okay? Get thick skin. Number two, stay off of the internet.
Right.
Don't search for stuff because everybody's an idiot. Everybody's better than you, and everybody people that can't do
that's
stuff
point,
are always better than everybody.
And they got
that's
all the
great point.
Exactly.
Great
and
point.
And just you know you've done it before, so you know you can do it.
Right.
So that's the basic thing. You just got to get your head straight. Athletics is all about the head.
Right.
Entertainment's all about the head.
Right.
Get the head straight. If you can block out all the nonsense and just do your thing, that helps you out. So you got to block all that nonsense out. You know you can kick. Just go out, and eventually it's going to come. But you can't constantly harp on it. It's kind of like a bad shot in golf. What do we do? If you harp on that bad shot, the rest of the round is going to suck.
Exactly.
You get a bad shot, forget about it.
Right.
You got another one.
That's right.
And then just ease yourself out of it. Field goal kicking, field goal kicking has got to be the toughest thing to do in football.
Yeah.
Because they get all the they get glory
and then
they get
all
hate.
The hate.
And
there's no in between. I think the biggest thing is the one thing I learned, and in your business, it's the production team, right?
Right.
And your ability to have, you know, the mics at a certain level, the lights at a certain level. Now, obviously, it's different when you're doing comedy, but you don't want to be on there and you come on stage and the lights are off. You know, you don't see Dan.
Right.
I think the one thing that the fans or whoever's on the internet, they don't understand. Like, I learned this in the pros. And that's because I got in there as a rookie on backed up on punt protection team in the end zone. And I took a dude too deep of a set. And Chris Moore, who's an old country boy from Alabama, he called me everything under the sun.
Right.
Because if I set too deep, he gonna kick the – he's like, man, I will kick that ball up you know what. Right.
Now, trying to get in your head.
And then so I started to think about it. But it really comes down to snap, hold, kick, in the process of it. The one other thing that allows me to really look at him, and I know he's a good kicker because of where he's been and where he's came from, is I was the wing protector for a long time. Actually, every year in my NFL career except one, on the field goal protection and extra point protection.
Right.
So I know how important it is of the snap, kick, and hold. Because when you got three guys rushing through two gaps and I got two arms, that snap, hold, and kick better be on point. So I think, you know, like you said, the kickers get all the blame, but at the end of the day, there's other factors into it. And I think the good thing about it is, and we won't talk about any other coaches in the past, I think that Coach Rhule knows that because he's invested in special teams. So he understands it's not all on the kicker. And I think once you – and the one thing about kicking is I know this from being in the pros. You make one, the next thing you know, you'll make the next, like, 100.
Right.
And so I think once he starts to make kicks and the process starts to get a little bit smoother – then you start to see the talent that got him here because it's not like he can't kick.
It's all
or he wouldn't be
it's here. All a confidence thing, and that's why I say when I talk to kids or people are being as hard as kids, stay off social media. If you're in the limelight and you're playing sports, stay off of social media.
Right.
Because every time you go out to kick and you miss, that's going to be in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Don't need that.
And it's on repeat.
And here's the thing about it. Listen to me, all you people in that position. Who cares what they think? They have nothing to do with your life.
Right.
They don't kick field goals.
Right.
They have know nothing
they
about
don't coach
you. They all they do is sit at home and bitch and bitch and bitch
over and over.
Don't listen to any of that. You know you're good. You're a college football player.
Right.
Obviously you're good.
Yeah.
You're playing for University of Nebraska.
Right.
And block all the garbage out. Just go out and kick. Go out and kick. You'll start getting in a groove. Next thing you know, you're
they'll anoint you as the next best kicker, man. I mean, look, I'll always say this, and before we go to break, there's not an athlete, an entertainer in your position or any type of whether you're an announcer or anything, a speaker in ADs, that you haven't went through trials and tribulations where you doubted yourself or had to deal with adversity.
Absolutely.
So this is just a part of it. It's not the whole thing. Now, my view is, everybody points back to the Illinois game and everything, I feel like I'm a big defensive guy. We handle our business. We're not having this conversation. So we'll dive into the second segment. I'm putting the onus on the defense that I believe
in
to win this game.
Absolutely.
Because they should be the bell cows, because that's what we always did, Dan.
Absolutely.
So anyways, we're out here at Cornhusker Break, 83rd and O Street, old school segment. We're going to take a quick break, come back, Rutgers game, defense, and winning the game with Dan Whitney, Larry the Cable Guy, Jay Foreman, Aaron Davis. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.